Hey folks, this is Jeffrey Way with the Laracast Snippet. In fact, the very first episode of the Laracast Snippet. This is the place where I put the thoughts and the ideas that don't exactly fit into a video at laracast.com. You know, not everything breaks down to a video tutorial. Some things in our industry amount to ideas and opinions and gut instincts, and I need a place to put those, so why not put them at the Laracast Snippet? So yeah, that's what this podcast is. It's just a 3 to 5 minute little snippet, a little thought on one aspect of web development, nothing more, nothing less. So what are we tackling for the first episode? I think it's going to be this. Nobody knows what they're doing, and in fact, I actually find this ends up being somewhat freeing once you accept it and once you realize it. When I look back, I've been doing this a little bit over 10 years, and I have no idea, like, when did that happen? It does not feel that long ago that I was just learning how to write HTML. Like, I was in high school, and I was figuring out, how do you create an anchor tag? And of course, you only create an anchor tag by using a capital A, because you have to use capital letters. You cannot, for the love of God, you cannot use lowercase letters to create HTML, right? So it was way back then when I was figuring this stuff out. And then I add up the numbers and it's like, wow, that was over a decade ago. I don't really know where the time went. It kind of spooks me when I think about it. But yeah, when I add up all those years and I think, like, what are some of the big lessons you've learned? The first one that always comes to my mind is what I just said. Nobody knows what they're doing. And the worst part is we're all representing, we're all faking, we're all trying to act like we get it. But you know what? If you really break it down, nobody does. Some people are a little closer than others, but that's about as much as there is to it. Especially if you think about the PHP community, when you think of this concept of a PHP thought leader that people have coined. Have you ever wondered what makes them a thought leader and not you? And you know what it often boils down to? They just sort of assign themselves that role, whether they did it directly or not. Maybe they volunteered at conferences more because they enjoy speaking. Maybe they tweet a lot. You know, sometimes it doesn't boil down to anything more than just that. When you're at a conference and you see somebody up there speaking, the only difference between you and them is they're on stage and you're not. You could very easily flip the tables. Or in other words, the fact that they're on stage does not mean they're any more or less talented or smart or wise than you are. So when you realize this, you learn to be a little suspect about some of the best practices that flow down from the top. Because, well, who's at the top and who decided these are best practices? I said this in my presentation at Laracon not too long ago, where I said this concept of best practice, quote unquote, it drives me nuts a little bit. Because I want to say, what are you talking about? A best practice is, these are things that are constantly evolving. Trust me, our best practices from 5 years ago are not the best practices of today. These are constantly evolving things. So it's important to have kind of to be a little judgmental, you know, in a very nice way. It's good to be a little judgmental when it comes to some of the ideas that flow down from the top. And I include myself in this. And trust me, as someone who runs Laracast and provides education and training, you should question everything I do as well. This is just a good habit for all of us to get into. So yeah, you know, I don't know how you interpret this, but at least for me, once I started connecting the dots and realizing, wait a minute, this person isn't any more wise or further along or smarter than me. They just happen to like this. And that doesn't mean they're right. And that doesn't mean I'm right. It means nobody knows what the hell they're doing. We're all trying to figure this stuff out. Sometimes we hit the mark. Sometimes we completely miss the mark. That's just the way it goes in an industry that's really so incredibly young. When you think about your average developer, just your average age, they're probably in their 20s or in their 30s. We just haven't had enough time to really see things through and develop true best practices. You know, a lot of people would even go as far to say, we don't have enough evidence to say whether anything is or is not a best practice. So from that point of view, it's all just still an ocean in front of us. We're still figuring it out. And at least for me, that's kind of exciting.